This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Just because there aren't enough places to buy stuff online, Facebook is trying to get people to shop, or at least window shop, in its messaging app, WhatsApp, just like it did with Instagram earlier this year, all in service of finding ways to make money besides ads. Marketplace's Erica Barris reports.
Isla Pera runs a small bakery out of her home in São Carlos, Brazil. She was a beta tester for this new feature. Her catalog shows pictures of cookies, cupcakes, and her popular brownie pizza for 30 Brazilian reals. Because the catalog helped answer customer questions about what she makes, she had more time to actually bake.
Because I only have two hands, so I can make it faster and, of course, and make more money with that.
Facebook bought WhatsApp a few years ago for $19 billion, and it's trying to find more ways to make some of that back. The text-like social media platform has 1.5 billion users around the world, and many use it to talk to family, friends, and lately, businesses.
WhatsApp is actually part of Facebook's long-term strategy to show that it's not a one-trick pony. It's not just dependent completely on Facebook. It's got these other products.
Kartik Hossinger teaches business at the Wharton School. You can't buy anything through a WhatsApp catalog, so Facebook won't be making any money from it directly. But he says it's important to keep businesses happy and using the app a lot.
All of this makes that conversation with the customer seamless for the small business owner. The idea would be that if WhatsApp can help these small business owners drive transactions and sales, then Facebook can actually monetize that very effectively.
And if this takes off, La Pera may be able to sell that brownie pizza without ever leaving WhatsApp. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.